China mourns the loss of more than 2,000 people in last week's earthquake last week, but it's an especially odd kind of mourning because it's completely controlled to a certain extent by the government. That's what Andrew Jacobs is reporting anyway. He's the Beijing correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
The government in China is mandating that people participate in mourning today. Is that correct?
Well, I think mandating that participate is a bit strong. There have just been a lot of compulsory aspects to the mourning, including, you know, all newspapers have been printed in black and white, all entertainment. All television has been replaced by the state broadcaster's grief or bereavement program, I guess. And bars and movie theaters closed. Online games have been yanked. So it's in that sense, I guess it's mandatory. But people, you know, don't have to go out and stand out and mourn publicly.
Well, how are the people responding to this? What do they say about having their TV yanked and everything kind of shut down?
Well, I'd say it's hard to get a sense of. There's a lot of cynicism, I would say, in Beijing and probably in other cities about it. But then there's a lot of real heartfelt emotion. I think this is a terrible disaster, and it has been very prominent in the news, round-the-clock coverage. So people have been swept up in it. But there is also, a decent amount of cynicism over it, so it's hard to say for sure.
Well, what is the government? Has the government issued any kind of press release or any message saying why they want to shut down all entertainment?
Well, I think it's just their idea of paying respects to the dead, and that's at least what they say. You can also, I think they're just trying to send a message out to the people, and especially to Tibetans, that they care deeply about what happened to this town, which is almost entirely Tibetan.
And yet they have barred Tibetan monks who helped in the rescue effort from coming to the ceremony.
Well, not that they barred them, but that you wouldn't see the images on TV. There's been a conscious effort to not show too much of the monks and the work they've been doing. Most of the television newspaper coverage has been focused on soldiers and the emergency workers, the government, the official effort. So in that sense, the monks have been a bit whitewashed out of the picture, at least up till now.
Okay, well, the ceremony is expected to be today. No TV, no movies, no bars open. Very few restaurants are open as well in China. They are mourning the loss of more than 2,000 people in the earthquake in Qinghai province last week. That's Andrew Jacobs, Beijing correspondent for our partner, the New York Times.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.